Moving on, up until around about 69, that would have been sort of way a real bad interface area where
Yes,
maybe a
that
lot of trouble would have kicked
yeah
off.
yeah especially around the Kashmir Road, around that way. I remember 13th of August, it was 1969. My husband, he went home that night. He said there's trouble on the Springfield Road. I think they were attacking the police station then. That was the 13th of August, and then the 14th, I think it was the factories and all, got at the Falls Road factory, all around that way, and then the trouble just erupted. And then at the Bombay Street, it was attacked. We were told the Catholics were coming down to put us out. So my husband got me and my two children then up to Finnegy, where mother and father lived. They lived up in Tuckmona, which was a mixed area. And I stayed up there for 2 days, and I come back home. And when I come back home, I went round to North Howard Street, because the Catholics were getting put out of their houses. The houses were burning. And I just stood shocked. It was more mesmerised than anything when I seen the police sitting there with their ties open, their shirts open, their ties hanging off them, and they were exhausted. And the wee fired cars, we called them then, wee fired tanks, they were driving about. And it was just people were taking their furniture out of their houses, and just houses on fire.
Was this both Catholic and Protestants?
Yes, they were both Catholic, because they lived beside each other in Cooper Street, next door to each other. Before all that happened, even the Catholics had their Union Jacks out and their streamers and all up celebrating the 12th. They'd have joined in dancing and all they got there, had all night music and parties for children.
So what about, as you say, the trouble started then. How did you really feel about it then? Did you feel better against the Catholic community, or
No, I didn't think it
any
would.
sectarianism towards Catholics, or what way did you actually feel about it?
I felt shocked that it was happening, but I didn't think it would have lasted as long as what it did. And it wasn't until one night we were watching TV, and it was black and white TV we had then, that Father Philpin, I think Philpin you called him, came on. He called for the army to come in. Then I realised it was going to be serious when
Aye.
the army started to come in.
What about your own children, your three daughters? Would you have been bringing them up in a way during the troubles against Catholics, or let them make their own decision?
Oh, well, I brought them up not to be hating anybody, to try and just to get on with people, make their own decision. You know, there's bad and good on both sides, no matter what their religion was. When they were young, the things they seen, like, you know, especially my older daughter in Kenmore Street, they weren't allowed out to play after a certain time, and then when the army there, the curfew was on, and children weren't allowed out, and then every night nearly you just heard bombing and shooting, and just went off every night. And then the strike come on, and trying to get food in and trying to make a fire, and it was hard going for the mothers, like the families, not so much for the men, for they were out.